The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and it never fails when we have a short show, all hell breaks loose. But hey, at least our producer's here. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rimble, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You want to watch us on Twitch, you can do that as well. Put your comments in the Twitch chat. But, yeah, I don't know if we'll get around to any calls today because we're only here for an hour. Which, nothing happening, AJ.
No. Is there news?
No Astros manager or anything like that. No Texans basically telling us all to bleep off.
Power. Infinite power. Yeah, Billy O adds another Infinity Stone to the gauntlet. He's about got them all collected,
well,
right?
Well, honestly, he already had it. It's just now they're telling us he had it. Because basically, Cal McNair said they've been doing this for 8 months. This is what we've been doing, which we know.
I thought there was a flat organization now. What did that mean?
Well, I think your tweet said it all. It means a roadkill.
Well, yeah. And on top of all the Bill O'Brien stuff, did you see, like, yeah, we fired Romeo Crennel, but we didn't really fire him per se.
Basically, it's going to be the same deal they had when Vrabel was defensive coordinator. How did that work out?
He's still going to be, I mean.
That didn't work out either.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you don't believe. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are diehard fans. Your team is a joke. If you don't believe this team is a joke, you're not awake. And I'm not saying there's 31 teams in the league laughing at their track record or their success on field.
But there's a bunch of them. There's a good few. Yeah.
But there's probably 28, 29 teams who are going, what the hell are these guys doing? How are they running this organization?
The Browns are probably the only one who aren't.
The Browns aren't.
But hey, this is a good idea.
Maybe the Raiders. They don't have much room to talk. But the Lions, maybe. But
Bengals.
For the most part, you're in that group. You're basically the Browns in a winnable division is what you are. You're the Browns with Deshaun Watson is what you are. That's what's separating the Texans from being the Cleveland Browns is Deshaun Watson. Congratulations, Texans fans.
Here's, and again, this didn't really make me as angry as it should have.
But
this is what they've been doing. The only thing that we already knew it. It's just he made it official. And what irritates me is, Cal McNair, who we don't ever hear from. Can I read you what he said?
Okay.
Because there's a few things about this that did piss me off. Preparations are underway. Two words, by the way. They did it one in the statement. Good job, PR. For the 2020 season. And I thought it was important to update titles, roles, and responsibilities for Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. So they more accurately reflect the way we have been operating for the past 8 months. So basically, he just told us we've been doing this for 8 months. And I don't even want to get started on Jack Easterby. I mean, this guy was a chaplain who all of a sudden is running your team.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And they don't have a lot of good things to say about him in New England either. But we'll get to that. I was encouraged by the progress that our team made on the field this year, which was due in part to our new structure, operating approach, and the leaders within our football operations group.
He was pleased with the progress. Progress,
yes. Getting one step further than you did last year. I guess that's progress. All right, I'm going to give him that. I am proud that we provided our fans with many thrilling victories at home, including a playoff win, and we delivered another double-digit win season.
Okay.
Our fans deserve that. But now it is...
Oh, dude, don't say that.
Now, yeah, well, here's what's unspoken.
That's such a slap in the face to fans.
Yeah, here's what's unspoken there. Our fans deserve that, and that's all they deserve. Because all we give a bleep about is making money. We don't care. We just want to sell J.J. Watt jerseys and tickets and have the traveling Texans come everywhere and spend a bunch of money. That's it. Our fans deserve that. But now it is time for the organization to get back to work toward our pursuit of a world championship for the city of Houston. Yeah, that really rings hollow, Cal. I'm not angry, and I'll tell you why. What do I always say? Don't get mad at a guy with no arms for not being able to throw a football.
Yeah.
I can't get mad at people with no brains for doing dumb stuff. And this is dumb. And, hey, if you're going to do this and promote him, fine. But you just keep giving him more duties when he doesn't do well at the duties he has. He's not excelling at them. And in any business, and you know, you went through this recently. I went through it where, okay, I have all these extra responsibilities. At some point, I had to step back and say, you know what? We're going to be better in these areas if I get somebody else and just oversee it instead of trying to handle it all. Worked out great.
Yeah.
And in this case, you just do the same stuff. All you do is basically create, you know, here's Bill O'Brien bringing in all his pets. Doesn't want anybody who's going to challenge him in any way. And Cal has given him his mandate. This whole thing today, again, they've been doing this for 8 months, so not like we should be surprised. This is Cal McNair basically telling people like us, telling the fans, bleep you. That's it. This is Cal's bleep you to anybody who dares doubt the great Bill O'Brien. So, Cal, you know what I have to say to you? Bleep me? No. Bleep you.
This reminds me of... Do you remember the show Hell on Wheels? It's a show that it was about the railroad.
And yeah.
Bohannon was the big star.
Cullen Bohannon. Yeah. Great show. I love that show.
Do you remember the character called the Swede?
Yeah.
You remember how he was like...
He wasn't Swedish either.
No, he was Norwegian, but he was the Swede. He was... His best trait was he was very adaptable because he kept getting booted out of situations and he'd find another one and he'd sucker people into believing what he was saying was the right thing. And like he did it with the railroad company. He started out as like security and then he basically got found out to be a scumbag. And then he took up with this Mormon family who believed he was like a holy man. He's basically like a masterful snake oil salesman. He's a trickster. Bill O'Brien is the Swede. He's a trickster. He's just whatever happens, he's going to make something out of it. He's going to spin it to where this looks good.
Yeah.
And you look at his record and you're like, "Oh, look, I mean, with the exception of, you know, the 2017 disaster, you see a bunch of 9-10 win season, hell, an 11 win season. You know, 4 playoff appearances in 6 years. A lot of teams would be like, yeah, we're on the right path here. You're not on the right path. You're being suckered into thinking you're on the right path. And it's smoke and mirrors is what it is. And it's not going to last. This is not a winning recipe. There's no way this is a winning recipe. And giving this man more power in your organization, it's not a winning recipe. It's not smart. They're going to learn the hard way. And, I mean, Texans fans, for the most part, Texans fans, they realize what's going on here. They're like, what the hell? I mean, for Cal McNair to say this is what fans deserve, dude, why don't you ask your fans, Cal? Your fans don't want this guy. There might be 1 out of 10 who's like, you know what? I'm happy with what we are. And the rest they expect more.
I wouldn't even have a problem with you keeping him or even promoting him into this role if you made him bring in some different voices. But fix the offense, fix the defense. I'll give you a year of that. And if that doesn't work, then okay, we got a bigger problem, which I think there is a bigger problem. But I would at least demand that.
But basically what happened is after much deliberation, Bill O'Brien talked to his panel, his committee of of really, really smart people that he keeps around him named Bill O'Brien, Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien.
And Jack Easterby.
And they all decided as a group that Bill O'Brien should be the GM as well as the head coach, as well as run the offense. And while they said, Bill, we need to do something about the defense, he said, I got you, fam. You're fired, Romeo Crennel. I mean, you're not fired. You've got a new job.
We're actually going to promote you.
You're now the assistant head coach.
Just like you did a couple years ago where you can just kind of sit up there booth with your menu instead of down on the sideline.
You'll still really be in charge of the defense, but we're going to bring in some fresh face to say, hey, this is the guy, but everyone knows you're the man. And Bill O'Brien looked at Bill O'Brien and said, this is the way. And then the four Bill O'Briens went to Cal McNair and said, hey, dum-dum. This is what we're doing. What are you going to do about it? And Cal went,
does it make it a flatter organization? Sounds good, Bill. And Bill. And Bill and Bill. Sounds good.
What a dumb, dumb organization. It's so sad. It's so sad that this is what you're given.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't win because, hey, the Colts have had some coin flip success with a dumb owner. And, you know, a lot of these guys, this is what sucks about sports. A lot of these guys are just members of the Lucky Sperm Club. Like, daddy made all these billions and they inherit something and you think, oh, well, they're going to do a good job. Well, this is what Cal McNair's vision is. I got to say, hashtag fail. Hashtag get rid of the mustache.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I again, this is what he's been doing, so I'm not shocked. And after the season, I laid out what I would like to see happen.
None of it happened.
Just like I did last year. It's all just the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And yeah, so let's just, you know, promote from within from a bunch of guys who didn't do a good job on the jobs they had, clearly. And
the problem is the decision makers are the ones who need to have decisions made about them.
Yeah.
And that's never a good thing.
So I mean, I kind of was out on these guys at the end of the season because I knew all this was going to happen. There's nothing here that's happened that has surprised me one little bit. I mean, you're not surprised either.
No.
It's just,
I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed.
You're irritated.
Yeah.
So, it's just, it's frustrating to me that this is the vision for the organization. You're going to trust these guys. What the hell is Jack Easterby?
I trust you, Bill. You seem like a really straight shooter to me.
Well, I still think our fans deserve that.
Yeah, this is
a
what
playoff
our
playoff win and another double digit win season. Our fans deserve
that's what you deserve, Texans fans. You deserve what you're getting from this Texans team. Congratulations.
Shame. And guess
look at all of you who pay all that money for season tickets. Not only that, there's a waiting list of you chuckleheads waiting on season tickets. As they'll tell you over and over, we got a waiting list. We got a waiting list. You've got a waiting list of a bunch of just lemmings lined up to suck up your nasty ass product. So lame. And it's not going anywhere. They're a flat organization, all right. Things are going to stay the same.
For everybody who keeps saying, at least they're not the Lions. Well, guess what? They're well on their way to becoming the Lions. They are well on their way. And if you're going to go down this path with this guy with this much power, good luck.
Yep.
And I want to hear the excuses now. We have to coach better. We have to play better. We have to GM better. And what is it now? You have no more excuses. You're in control of everything. So everything that happens is on you, good or bad.
Yep.
Good luck. And people throwing names out that he should hire as offensive coordinator. He's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, so just stop. Don't even bother.
You think Bill O'Brien's going to hire someone to replace Bill O'Brien?
Of course not. Oh, well. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Right now, I have to tell you about Lightstream. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Too much? Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, much lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards, which is over 20%. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, listeners can get an even better special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get it? Go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know, it would have irritated me a lot less if he had just said, our fans deserve more than that, and now it's time to get them that, and we believe this will do it. I might have even bought it. I wouldn't have known, but... just some other things from their little PR release, just to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
In their first season together, O'Brien and Easterby led the Texans to a 10-win season.
Okay. What did Easterby do? Let's talk about that.
Well, exactly. No, he led them to a 10-win season and the team's second consecutive AFC South title. Houston defeated the Buffalo Bills in the AFC wildcard round and advanced to the divisional round for the fourth time in team history.
Yeah.
They did not go beyond that. They don't mention that, but... and then,
did they mention anything about the divisional game?
No, they just advanced the divisional round.
And they also won the first quarter of the divisional
game. They didn't mention that.
They're the first quarter champions of the divisional round. That's a banner.
A quarter away from the AFC championship.
They were three quarters away from playing for a chance to go to the Super
Bowl. No, they were a quarter away because they played a quarter, and all they had to do was cancel the rest of the game, and they were going.
What if there would have been a lightning strike?
It could have happened.
Could have happened.
I mean, weather sucks in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Here's what else it says. The Texans have won the AFC South four times in the last five seasons,
okay,
which ties for the second most division titles in the NFL since 2015.
Well, hell.
And ties O'Brien for the most division titles by an active head coach in their first 6 years. Houston has won the second most games, 21, over a two-year span in team history, and has posted five winning seasons in 6 years under O'Brien.
Hey, if that's what you're happy with, cool. Congratulations.
And the fans deserve that, and that's what Cal McNair says.
Congratulations, Houston Bengals. You make the playoffs every year.
And that's, and White Dolomite said, I would say the Bengals more than the Browns. I think that... he says, McNair seems too cheap to hire someone, so why not consolidate? I think this is exactly what happened when the Bengals hired Marvin Lewis. Brown didn't want to be in the spotlight, and he was always getting ripped and, you know, oh, this guy's a horrible owner, this guy's a horrible owner. And Marvin was like, hey, I'll take all that. And he did. And he had some success, but there is a limit to it. Guess what?
It's expired.
Yeah, well, and then he winds up being gone. But in this case, you know, you don't have to worry about it. O'Brien's got control of everything, but there's a limit to it, and we've seen the limit. And until they make some meaningful changes on the coaching staff, then it's never going to change. And, you know, somebody mentioned, hey, at least our special team's getting better. Yeah, you hired a good special teams guy. Why can't you go get me the same thing on offense and defense? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe your pets aren't as good there.
Yeah.
So
Bill O'Brien doesn't have a... doesn't have a connection to one of those guys. Some guy he's worked with, somebody.
Well, there's nobody smarter than him when it comes to offense, AJ.
Right.
That's part of the problem. So, you know what? It's not unexpected, and I'm not gonna be mad over it because Cal McNair's told you what he thinks of you. He's told you what we think of us. He thinks of us. So there. It says Marvin Lewis was there 15 years. God, tell me we don't have 15 with O'Brien. We probably do. And to quote the great kid, poet Kid Rock, I won't live to tell, but if you do, give the next generation a big bleep you, because I'm not going to live long enough for this team to win.
Don't you know you're supposed to say Bob Ritchie, Robert Ritchie, when you do that? The other way, it doesn't sound like you're quoting a musician.
I know,
say
but
the great American poet.
See, that's okay. I prefer to... I prefer to give credit to their stage name.
No, that's not their poet name.
Well, that's how the lyrics were on the song. Somebody says, hey, guys, should Jamie Roots be worried about getting his position taken by Bob? That guy may be the only more Teflon dude in the organization than O'Brien. So
I just don't know when the Texans became this. It doesn't. I don't remember, you know, being blown away by the O'Brien hire to begin with. But I didn't think it would ever turn into this. I thought, you know what? Maybe the guy can coach. If he can, we'll figure it out in a couple years. If he can't, we'll figure it out in a couple years. And maybe they'll learn from this last time when they kept their coach forever and ever and ever, knowing that they were spinning their wheels in the mud. And they won't do that again. But it's like trying to get your truck stuck out of the, or your truck that's stuck in the mud out. But you got all the sandbags. You're going to throw the sand around your tires. But instead, you throw the sand in the bed of the truck and keep trying. It doesn't work that way.
So I switched to 610 just out of curiosity. It's unbelievable. They were talking about how they appreciate the statement and the honesty.
Oh.
Of course. No, I flipped over to check that out on the way, too, just because I was curious.
Hey, man, Bill O'Brien's a hell of a football coach. And you know what? He's a hell of a general manager. And you know what? He's a hell of an offensive coordinator. He's just a hell of a guy.
That's not too far off. He basically said,
I trust him.
Said he's earned it, he deserves it, and he's done a great job.
Okay.
That was what he said.
Okay.
And we didn't even get, but God, I don't know if that's even the worst coaching decision in the city today.
Good point. Yeah.
We're just supposed to pretend that Dusty Baker's apparently, I mean, he's supposedly the new manager of the Astros, which luckily for him, we know it's very important to him to have black and Latin players. We have plenty of them here, so that way in the summer heat, the team will continue to play well. You know, if we had a roster full of white guys here in Houston, that'd be trouble because...
Isn't Alex Bregman...
There's one white guy. Well, I mean, I guess Verlander and Greinke.
Yeah.
Those guys are built for the snowy weather. White people play better in the snow.
Reddick's pretty white.
Okay. Well, when there's snow games, those are the guys he'll lean on. When there's heat games, he'll lean on his black and Latin players.
Kyle Tucker's pretty pale.
Listen, Fred, you're not doing this right.
I'm just trying to help.
The good news is there's no need for a bullpen anymore because Verlander and Greinke will each throw 600 innings this season. They'll be out there like their shoulder will be falling off on the turf, and Dusty's going to be like, finish the inning, bub. Finish the inning.
I know we're in the 13th, but you can do it.
You got this.
My hope is that Brent Strom is going to kind of keep control over the pitchers.
Yeah. Hey, Dusty, you worry about the rest. You worry about the black and Latin players and how they do in the heat. I'll worry about the pitchers. You build the lineup card based on how hot it is outside. I'll handle the pitching staff.
Yeah, well, there's more to get to on that, and fortunately, we only got 30 more minutes, so.
Oh, man.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and it's always the Tuesdays. It's always, no wonder the texters are always such dickweeds on Tuesdays, because nothing good ever happens on a Tuesday.
No.
Never. Not a single thing. And only bad stuff. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. We're out of 5 o'clock today for A&M versus Tennessee basketball, which, to be perfectly honest, I have no interest in being off at 5 today. Not just because there's a bunch of stuff, but I don't want to be stuck in traffic, which, you know, good luck. Steven, the weather guy, says, sounds like I may need to apply for a weather guy job with the Astros. Well, you could be their weather analytics guy. And Angelo says, tacos happen on Tuesday. There's nothing wrong with tacos. I hate to break it to you. Tacos happen every day. Just because you call it Taco Tuesday doesn't mean a damn thing. I get breakfast tacos three times a week. Not always on Tuesday. Nothing good happens on Tuesday. No one has ever accomplished anything on a Tuesday. Somebody says, I want to dislike Bill O'Brien, but I can't seem to because of the situation with his son. Does that make me a bad person or a good person? It doesn't make you a bad person. I don't know how that'd make you a bad person at all. But I get it. I'm sympathetic to that. But, you know, we judge the guy solely on what he does in the organization. And, you know, that's not been good enough. Hey, maybe it is. I mean, if you want to buy the statement from Cal McNair today, if you want to say that's a positive, honest statement, then yes, what he's done is good enough. So, I mean, it just depends on what you want to accept. To me, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Bama Papa Joe says, I can't find any Super Bowl winning head coach that called the offensive and defensive plays.
It is rare.
Yeah. I mean, hey, there's a video you might want to watch. Just popped on Sports Map, AJ. It's from Joe Blank. Would you like me to read you the headline?
Yes.
Here's why Dusty Baker is uniquely qualified to manage the Astros.
Okay. I don't understand the Dusty Baker thing because this whole organization, its rise to success has been built on analytics. And now you got a guy who's like, I don't care about analytics. I'm a gut feeling guy. Like, I really would have said this was the last guy they would hire.
That's what I thought. And now what happens to the analytics now that Luno's gone? That's my question because
I don't know.
Is that going to continue to be part of the organization? And to me, that's the whole key to the season. It's not whether Dusty Baker's your manager or you know what the Jeff Luno loss to me is still the biggest thing. And what is your analytics department going to be without him? And are you still going to do that? Because if you are, great. And is Dusty Baker going to be a guy who you bring the analytics to and say, this is who you should start? Is he going to do it? Or is he going to look and say, hey, is the sun out today? Now, maybe you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Maybe he came in
and said, yeah, I just want to win a World Series. I've been close.
And there are
like AJ Hinch, I blew a seventh game. I'd like to come in and do this. I'll listen. I'll follow that stuff.
There are some things about him that are good. I mean, he does have a nice resume. He has had some teams really close. He's had a lot of winning seasons, and he's gotten more out of his guys than other managers have. But you still have to look at what kind of manager you're bringing into your organization. And for an organization that seems to care so much about numbers, this guy does not. So, like, the Astros went from, like, what, the team that shifted the second most or the most in the league last year? Are they going to shift at all now? It's like, all of a sudden, that's the thing. He's not that kind of manager. He's a guy who plays by his gut.
Well, that's the thing. That's what concerns me about moving forward with this team.
Yeah.
Because that's what one of the things that separated them from everybody else. Will he do all that? And I don't know. I mean, I guess we've got to listen to Jim Crane on this until he has a GM. 409 breaking news. O'Brien has been promoted to defensive coordinator, long snapper, Astros bench coach, and Bishop of the Diocese of Houston.
Sounds about right.
Think he can handle that?
Well, he's going to have to.
Yeah. So
he's been doing it for the last 8 months already.
Yeah. It's interesting that Astro Twitter, which you know, I have no respect for them either. They were blowing up on Dusty almost from the beginning. So I don't know if this means a departure from what's been very successful for them. I think that's a bad idea. We'll see. Maybe Dusty's learned.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's who you're stuck with. So I and actually my column for tomorrow, this is a story I wanted to get to today, but we'll get to it tomorrow. Somebody did Major League Power Rankings going into the season, and they had your Astros a little lower than I would have had them.
Where'd they have the Astros?
Seventh. Third best in the AL behind Yankees and Twins.
Okay.
And behind the Braves.
The Braves have a good young core. They kind of remind me of the Astros a couple of years ago, but they don't have the pitching the Astros have.
That's well, and basically his whole point was, oh, all this off-season stuff, and they only have two starting pitchers, so it's all going to be a distraction. I'm like, once the games start going, it's not going to be a distraction. It really isn't. But
God, this is crazy. Like, when you look at it like this, recent Bill O'Brien Texans timeline is from Greg Rajan. Seen on video calling a paying customer a mother bleeper multiple times. Blew a 24-0 lead in a playoff game. Promoted to general manager. Where else does that happen? This is like the guy who works at McDonald's and takes a dump in the McFlurry machine, suddenly becoming shift manager. It's not normally how it works.
Well, that's how it works in a flatter organization, AJ. And all of this reminds me of, he's got all this power because of a 6-game stretch where it all worked for 6 games.
Yeah.
And then Deshaun got hurt and he had an excuse and he's never found that since. It would be like hiring a radio show and they're okay. And then for 1 month, they like have the best numbers a city's seen in forever. You're like, wow, we got something. Give him a contract extension. They never do it again.
Yeah.
So. Ah, great. And hey, you know what? Here's the reason I don't bet NBA. We were talking about the Rockets being 14-point dogs last night.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon goes nuts. Yeah, I was kind of keeping. I didn't watch it because I wasn't really interested. But I did sort of follow it on my phone. I'm like, well, they'll just blow it in the fourth quarter because that's what they do. Like, no.
They did it.
They actually won. So there's that. And Rodney says they got extremely lucky in beating the Bills, too. They did. I mean, they did get it done, though. So I'm not going to. And
who got it done?
Well, Deshaun did.
Deshaun Watson did.
They didn't play a great game. There's no question.
Deshaun Watson is contoured makeup. He makes an ugly-ass pig look. Hey, it's not a bad looking thing here. And then like you wake up next to it, like when Deshaun's gone, like when Deshaun's injured, and it's like, oh, what have I gone to bed with? I mean, it's bad. Like Deshaun is makeup, hair extensions, push-up bra. He's all those things. He's the trick. He's the trick that Bill O'Brien uses to make everyone think that everything's fine. It's really unbelievable because everything is not fine.
Eddie in the Face says, giving Bill O this much power and saying he's on the right path is saying after last night's Rockets game, see, told you they could win the NBA title with this coach.
Yeah.
Or even better yet, see, they don't need James Harden and Russell Westbrook. They're a better team without him. That's what it's like.
Lamont says, can you go look up Texans available jobs and let me know of open positions? They're all filled by the same guy, fortunately. I think there's like one popcorn making job that was too far of a walk for him to make. He's got to make the popcorn in the rest of the building. This one was too far. Doesn't trust anybody else.
Well, I mean, the one requirement for the job is you do have to kiss O'Brien's ass constantly.
Yeah.
And tell him how great he is. And you know, say that's what the fans deserve, right? They provided their fans with many thrilling victories at home. Didn't mention that Denver game, did you? I'm just curious.
No.
In their first season together, O'Brien and Easterby led the Texans to a 10-win season. Well, what the hell has Easterby done?
Well, he did a lot. Prayed.
I got to tell you, those prayers didn't work. I guess God likes the Chiefs better than he does the Texans.
Fred, if I'm having a really bad experience with the NFL city in my town, where can I go to report them? And maybe get the resolution that I want.
If you're looking for a resolution, then maybe get your ticket money back. MyBadExperience.com, that's the place to go. This is a real site. No fake stars or ratings. No ads. You can warn others and help others before it's too late. You can post any bad experience. Make businesses accountable. This is a site for the consumer, and this isn't a troll site. I mean, everything's verified. For $4.99, you can tell all. And maybe you reach a resolution with the business to compensate you for your loss of hard-earned money. Visit mybadexperience.com today, and maybe it's been with a plumber, maybe it's been someone with you went to get your car fixed, and that turned out to be a mess, or you had a contractor come in and do some work, and they didn't do a good job, and they won't come and fix it. Well, that's why my bad experience exists. For $4.99, that's it. Maybe you reach a resolution and get compensated. Visit mybadexperience.com today and warn others about bad businesses before it's too late. A paid review is a legitimate review. Stop bad business, mybadexperience.com.
Rain soon, so I'ma hit the highway and glide at a cool 55 with nothing on my mind but the blessings of life. Gonna go for a ride today.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says, I don't know if it's childhood nostalgia, but did Bud ever accept a coach like this? Oh, yeah. Ed Biles, Jerry Glanville. And imagine if he kept Jerry Glanville for 10 years. So, oh, well, what are you going to do?
I mean, well, hell, Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher?
After they left.
Yeah. Did you see that Bill and Cal share a Facebook account? Well, where's Jack Easterby in that? And Nick was asking, who the hell is Easterby?
He's the...
That's a great question.
Yeah. He's the new vice president of something or another. By the way, good news.
I think the people could use some good news. Let's hear it.
Jerry Glanville's still coaching.
Oh, really? Where's he at now?
The Tampa Bay Vipers.
You know what? I remember seeing that when they...
Defensive coordinator.
Interesting.
He was defensive coordinator for the Hamilton Ticats a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I think he was there when June Jones was there.
And now he's moved on. Now he's going to be... competing with June.
Well, they're against June.
Yeah. Oh, what a matchup that'll be.
Shout out to all the dumbasses in the gallery area that can't read traffic signs or operate their vehicles correctly.
That's the worst part about getting off early.
Yeah, he says, hope I don't need Lawyer Dave by the end of my trip home. That is what sucks about leaving it. Well, that, and there's so much more that we're not going to get to today.
Yeah.
But Galleria traffic at 5 o'clock. Just getting out of here is going to take me 40 minutes to even get to, you know, I'm going to try one of my backwoods ways, but I don't like my chances. So Kenny else says, I guess we won't have to worry about the Texans drafting middle rounds poorly anymore.
That's true.
Because Bob will probably trade away all those picks to bring back Tom Savage and a third string safety from the Bengals. Well, I'll be curious to see now that he's got this power for. Well, first off, if he doesn't re-sign Laremy Tunsil, then this guy's a complete and total failure. He's not just mediocre anymore. That's a failure. You should get fired for that. But then again, nobody gets fired. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do here anymore, AJ. I just feel like I'm screaming into the wind when it comes to the Texans.
You are.
They don't listen to a bleeping thing I say. They don't do anything that, yeah, they don't care what their fans think. They don't care what we think. So, okay, just do your own thing. So what am I supposed to do? Keep saying, oh, well, hey, we were right, you were wrong, duh.
Yep.
Imagine how much better you'd be if this.
Lamont said, at the end of the day, you have to remember pro sports is a business. If the income statement looks nice, that's all that matters. And that's true, and that's why I'm just as mad at fans who keep lining up to have that bull bleep shoveled down their throats.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. They make money, and that's all. And that's what that statement basically says. That is what the fans deserve. Hey, we're making money, and as long as we keep getting 10-win seasons and AFC South Division titles...
That's the important thing.
And you'll keep buying all the stuff, and I've said this all along. People accused his dad of this all the time, of just wanting to make money, and that wasn't true. The guy wanted that team to win. This guy just wants to make money, and that's all it's about. So,
I mean, a lot of guys are like that, and winning is a bonus.
Well, I don't even think winning's a bonus here. It's not a priority.
It's not a priority, sir.
And it's just okay, but if you win just enough, yeah, you win just enough to keep people coming back. I'm not going to keep coming back. I mean, I've got to talk about them, and I will. But You know, I've always tried to give them the benefit of the doubt on things. There is no benefit anymore. It's just all doubt. So until you do something that makes me say, wow, that's a good move. That's a smart move. That's something a smart organization would do. When was the last time we said that about these guys?
We don't say that.
I mean, I think the last time I said it was when they signed Honey Badger. So that's a pretty smart move for a one-year deal. And then they let him walk. He made all pro. I'm sure there's been something since, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. Maybe the Roby deal for a year. But was that GM Bob or had,
who knows?
They already gotten rid of Brian Gain by then.
Blind squirrels will find it everywhere. I mean, consider that if this GM had his way, Deshaun Watson wouldn't even be here.
Yeah. He'd still be backing up Tom Savage.
He would have thrown his makeup and his push-up bras and his hair extensions. He would have thrown it all in the trash and just kept rolling with Osweiler and Savage and Ryan Mallett. Ugh. But hey, give him more power. More power to him, right?
Yeah, that's the thing that just keeps getting me is instead of let's try to make this work and get some different voices in here. It's like, oh no, let's tighten the reins even more. Let's just squeeze the noose so much tighter on this city by letting him have all the power. Congratulations. And I mean, I'm okay with that kind of setup if it works.
Yeah.
If you've got the right guy, I just don't believe they have the right guy. When's the next time a Houston team has a first round pick?
2021.
Yeah, I guess the Astros will have their first round pick in 2021.
Yeah.
Rockets, I don't even know about anymore.
No, I don't know. They'll trade it anyway if they get it.
Yeah, once they get another one that they can trade, they'll be, all right, this is for, we're trying to add depth. But, see, and that's the thing. You can't even sell hope here, which is what the draft is about. I mean, honestly, the draft is kind of, it's one of those, it's kind of the whole thing's a con. It really is. There's about a 50% rate that any of these guys are going to be any good. But what it does, it sells hope. Hey, our team wasn't very good. We really need a wide receiver. We got this guy. Will Fuller. He's going to be fantastic. And you have hope. And we need a cornerback, Kevin Johnson. That's going to be great. Vernon Hargraves. Somebody thought he was going to be great.
First round pick.
Yeah. Gary and Conley, first round pick.
Nothing.
So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the fans don't even have the hope of that. That draft party is going to be real fun. The Texans draft party they do every year. Well, we'll be up tomorrow. We'll just do the party tonight, but yeah, we'll be up tomorrow. So I didn't hate the move for Laremy Tunsil, but I'll tell you what, if you don't sign him, I'm going to hate that move. And I'm going to say that's a move that should get you fired. So you better get his ass signed.
Yeah,
and GM O'Brien, this is on you. You and Easterby. Can we get it to where the bad stuff that happens is Easterby and the good stuff is O'Brien? Is that what we're going to get?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's how it's worked, right?
Did you read this story in the Chronicle about them firing J.J. Moses?
Yeah, I see they fired another person of color.
Yeah, shocker. In the story, it says, Moses was recently recognized by the NFL as having the top player engagement program in the entire league. That seems like a good reason to fire a guy.
I don't know what a player engagement program is or what it means, but I'm guessing he probably did something that Bill O'Brien didn't like.
That's it.
Engage the players when he wanted them studying or practicing better.
What a joke. Yeah. The whole organization. Write it in your notebook. Losers.
Well, and apparently that Olsen guy was one of the most respected cap guys in the league. I better get rid of him. But you got Easterby. That's the thing. You got Easterby, AJ. Yeah. And I would encourage
Coach Thanos.
Should have gone for the head.
Technically, that was from Star Wars.
Yeah, well,
Well, I know that, but I've been going with the Infinity Gauntlet.
I know, and I
can use multiple movie references.
And I just was following up on his reference, so you know maybe I liked his better than yours.
Well, I've used both. I used Unlimited Power and Infinity Stones today.
I do recommend. There's a couple stories out there from New England about the whole Easter Bee thing. If you're a Texans fan, they're worth reading. Just, you know, make your own judgments. All right, we're going to get out of here for some Aggie basketball and go deal with traffic.
I'm going Aggies cover tonight.
You think?
Cover the 11 against Tennessee.
All right. How do you feel about under in that?
I don't know. Aggie's been scoring a little more lately.
Okay. All right, great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.